Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Sex Material by Victoria Ashley. Narrated by Aiden Snow and CJ Bloom. 1. Jensen. As if this day hasn't been shit already, I've spent the last hour on my crew's ass fighting to keep them motivated enough to get through the last job of the day. They have no idea how thin my patience is wearing listening to their bitching and moaning every damn second of the day. It can only spread so far before it runs out, and it's almost to that fucking point. My entire body is covered in sweat, making it hard to see what I'm doing without reaching up and wiping the beads with my arm on my forehead every few minutes. But I push through it, because it takes sacrifices to be successful in life. It's entirely too fucking hot out here, and we all know heat leads to irritation and exhaustion, but there's no way in hell I'm letting my crew stop until this roof is done. I put my top guys on this job, expecting their best performance, and so far today they haven't been giving me that. What they need to understand is that I meet every deadline I set with my clients, and that's the reason Blake's Construction is as successful as it is. People want to hire an honest and reliable company to get the job done, and I deliver 100% of the time. I'll be damned if I'm going to let one of my men fuck up my reputation for me.
Can't we call it a day and finish at sunrise? We have an hour, maybe two, of work left, boss. I'm baking out here, and I'm pretty sure I'm a few degrees away from heatstroke. I can barely think with the pounding in my head.
You're not the only one. But like I said 20 goddamn minutes ago, no one leaves until the work is done, I say gruffly, looking up at Jason towering over me. His 6'3" giant ass made sure what tiny thread of patience I had left snapped. I'm just as ready to drop from the heat as they are, and truth be told, as the owner, I don't even have to be on this roof. I could have sent any one of my other guys to help finish this job, but as the owner of a company, I feel like you should put just as much or more hard work into a job as you expect your employees to. It's my business that will sink or swim, not theirs.
It's hot as shit. You'll survive.
If you can't, then I'll find someone who can. Do I need to pull out the list of assholes hounding my ass for an opportunity? I drop my nail gun and stand up to get the attention of my other two guys. They're busy at work, which makes me a tad bit less angry at the quitter in front of me.
Anyone else afraid of dying from fucking heatstroke, or can we finish this shit so we can all go home?
Hey, it's hotter than roasting balls up here, but I'm ready to get things done, Austin says with a shake of his head.
I'm good, man, he reassures,
his eyes barely meeting mine, but for a split second, terrified to piss me off even more than I already am. I don't blame him. He's known me the longest and knows how I work. Austin knows when to back off and when not to push me. Exhaling my anger, I turn to Patrick and he looks up at me.
How about you? Need me to call someone and give them your job? I can have someone here to replace you before your 2 feet hit the ground.
He shakes his head before reaching up to adjust his bandana.
Hell no, I need this job. I'm not going anywhere until you tell us to, boss.
With my jaw clenched, I pull my shirt over my head and wipe it over my forehead, before shoving the white fabric into my back pocket with a grunt. I'm difficult to work for, there's no denying that. And even with that knowledge, I don't give a shit about changing it. I'm not here to play nice or make friends. I'm here to get shit done, and I make that as clear as possible with all 8 of my crews. Jason hasn't budged, watching me when I turn back around to face him, but quickly gets back to work once he realizes I'm not fucking around. He's one of my newer guys, but he proved in the first week to be one of my fastest and hardest workers. I'm starting to think the fucker was just putting on a show to get the job. I make a mental note to keep a close eye on him over the next week. I don't have time to mess around when it comes to my business. My 2 businesses are the only things I have left that I give a damn about, Blake Construction and Blake Rentals. Everything else in this world is irrelevant to me.